news team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week in Review podcast for January 12th, 2018. I'm Michael Arney. Got to start national this week. Not going to say the word, but President Trump has ignited a huge backlash for comments he made in a meeting Thursday on immigration with some U.S. senators. He had some dismissals of Haitian and certain African immigrants with a vulgar expression. It's created a fury, made the remark, as we mentioned, in a White House meeting. Out in California, Charlie Hinton of the Bay Area Haiti Action Committee says the president's comments show he is unfit for office.
He really should resign from office.
The president questioned why the U.S. would accept more immigrants from Haiti and bleep hole countries in Africa rather than places like Norway, as it rejected a bipartisan immigration deal. Staying out west for the reaction, San Francisco's Hispanic Republicans chairman, Leo Lucayo, defended the president's concerns about admitting immigrants from some countries.
The question he asked was very rhetorical. Why are we taking people from countries that produce high instances of illness and in some cases violence?
The president's description of an entire continent startled lawmakers in the meeting and immediately revived charges that the president is racist. White House did not deny the remark, but did issue a statement saying Trump supports immigration policies that welcome, quote, those who can contribute to our society. Now, on Twitter Friday morning, Trump went on to deny using the language. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois went on TV in Chicago and said he absolutely did say that, and he said it more than once. The president does confirm he's canceled next month's trip to London because he doesn't want to cut the ribbon to open the new U.S. embassy there. In a tweet, he blamed the Obama administration, calling it a bad deal that cost $1.2 billion to build the new building. Tom Rayner with ABC News partner Sky News has more from London.
That new embassy building would not be built through any expenditure. It would all be through the proceeds of the sale of that previous site in Grosvenor Square to a Qatari sovereign wealth fund. And therefore, that it's actually something that was needed because they wanted renovations. They needed to improve security. There wasn't space to do that in the original site. It's a building meant for 800 people. There's around 1,000 U.S. embassy workers.
Now, we mentioned there that the president blaming the Obama administration for the deal. The Obama administration had nothing to do with it. It was done by the George W. Bush administration before Obama was even elected. Med recovering after being rescued from the St. Joseph River as we turn things back local. He fell from the Bicentennial Bridge early Thursday morning.
The U.S. Coast Guard tells us it was called out to the St. Joe River at 2 a.m. when two witnesses who were walking their dogs saw the man go over. Two rescuers with the Coast Guard fell through the ice trying to reach the man who was under the bridge on his back. The two who fell through were not hurt, and the Coast Guard managed to pull the victim to safety and send him on to a hospital. He complained of an injured back. The Coast Guard tells us the call came in at 1:58 a.m., and they were at the scene at 2:08 a.m. Coast Guard credits the quick rescue to its partnership with local public safety departments. Andrew Green reporting.
The Coast Guard is using that ice rescue on the river as a reminder that it's not safe to go out on the ice. Petty Officer Lazaro Lopez with the St. Joseph Coast Guard Station tells us it's never safe to go out on the ice of Lake Michigan. He says the appearance of the ice is deceiving.
The term that we use, it's called the devil's blanket. When you get a little bit of ice on the top, you get a good freeze, and then it snows, and it looks like a solid object. It looks like it would be safe to go on through. But when in reality, it's just blanketing how thin the ice possibly can be.
Now, if you ignore the advice and go out there and fall in, Lopez says the trick to surviving is to put your thumbs to your chest, kick your legs as hard as possible to crawl back out. If you do happen to get out and you're remembering this lesson, you roll back to where you came from. That's most drownings get caused by people who gasp for air when they first hit the water. Marletta Seitz is the new president of the Benton Harbor Area Schools Board of Education. At an organizational meeting on Tuesday, she was picked for the post with former President Joseph Taylor expressing his support for the new leadership. Seitz telling WSJM News that her goal moving forward is to work for the teachers, for the students, and for the partners through the district's agreement with the state of Michigan.
Then moving the district into what the partners expect and what the consent agreement is expecting and what the general public wants out of Benton Harbor School District.
Lisa Gully is the new vice president. She has been a frequent critic of Superintendent Shelley Walker. Gully expressed several reservations about district practices Tuesday under the partnership agreement. Among other things, she asked that partner meetings be held at district buildings instead of at Lake Michigan College. St. Joseph City Commissioners want to get the public more involved in local committees and other boards. This week, Commissioner Peggy Getty said she wants to see different city boards receive attention at regular City Hall sessions.
Periodically have profiles of the different commissions or boards, so have a representative from those organizations come to the City Commission meetings and spend a few minutes going over what is the purpose of their group, how do they operate, when do they meet.
Getty also suggested that city boards and committees be showcased in the bi-monthly city newsletter. Mayor Mike Gary said commissioners should look at considering ways that the commission can help spread the word about committee vacancies, then report back at the next meeting. The Niles Scream Park announcing a new memorial scholarship. Scream Park manager Matt Herm tells us the Niles area attraction gives out thousands of dollars in scholarships every year. It's part of its mission to support the community.
The community has made us who we are. We are one of the top haunted attractions in the country. When you think about haunted houses in Atlanta and St. Louis, and we're right on par with those, it's really a testament to how this close-knit community has really taken us and promoted us and supported us.
In the past year, the Niles Scream Park gave $115,000 to various charities. That doesn't include the scholarships. New scholarship for this year is the William F. Alford Jr. Scholarship. It's going to be for students at Niles and Brandywine High Schools. Alford was a big Scream Park supporter who died recently. Any student who wants to apply for the $500 scholarship can check with their guidance counselor. State Representative Kim Lasada's bill to rename part of Red Arrow Highway in Berrien County after a fallen Michigan State police trooper has been approved by the State House. Trooper Robert Mihalik was 37 years old in 1984 when he was shot and killed, arresting somebody for stealing gas. Lasada tells us testimony on the bill featured his loved ones.
It was pretty overwhelming listening to people speak about him. Even though I'm from that area, it was 1984. I should be old enough to remember that, but I don't remember. And the interesting thing is where he died was just down the street from where he grew up.
Stretch of Red Arrow to be renamed is between Glenlord and Hilltop Roads. That bill now goes to the state Senate. The United Way of Southwest Michigan urging everybody to make this coming Martin Luther King Jr. Day a day of service in the community. The organization's Julie Laurent tells us they've set up a webpage with a list of volunteer ideas from organizing a food drive to gathering a group to shovel snow for seniors. That way was inspired by people coming to them.
We have gotten emails and Facebook messages, and you know, I know people just personally telling me what they're doing on MLK Day and asking for help. And we have all these resources that we can help people kind of take their projects a little further along.
We do have a link to the website with suggestions posted at WSJM.com and on the Town Crier Wire. General Motors says it is ready to put out a vehicle that does not have a steering wheel and does not have any pedals. You ready for that?
GM asking federal safety regulators to allow it to deploy fully driverless versions of its electric Chevy Bolt. They would only have an emergency button to tell the vehicle to pull over to the side of the road. The company says it's meeting safety requirements, but in a different way.
It's continuing to develop the technology to make sure it's going to be able to be safely deployed, safer than a human.
GM CEO Mary Barra in a recent interview telling me this will be a big year for automated vehicles as GM seeks to deploy a fleet of self-driving robo-taxis in an as-yet unnamed city next year. Jeff Gilbert, the Michigan News Network.
We'll likely hear a lot more about that and other automotive things next week when it's time for the North American International Auto Show's press preview in Detroit. A Berrien County woman, the latest big-time lottery winner in the state. State Lottery tells us the 65-year-old chose to remain anonymous. She won $1 million from a scratch-off last week. Picked up her prize money last Friday, opted to take the lump sum payment of $634,500 instead of a 30-year payout. She bought her winning Triple Millions instant ticket at the Exit 76 Auto Truck Plaza in Byron Center outside of Grand Rapids. Told the state lottery she's been playing games for years and still can't believe she really won. Plans for the money, paying the bills, donating to her church, buying a new car, and then putting the rest in the bank. And finally, not everybody is on board with President Oprah Winfrey, or at least the possibility of such. ABC's Jason Nathanson closes us out.
The Oprah backlash is real and includes Seal. After her Golden Globe speech calling out Hollywood predators, the singer posted this pic on Instagram of Oprah Winfrey with Harvey Weinstein writing, "Oh, I forgot, that's right. You heard the rumors, but you had no idea he was actually serially assaulting young starry-eyed actresses." He hashtagged it, "Sanctimonious Hollywood." There's no evidence, though, that Oprah had any idea what Weinstein was up to all those years.
And that is the week that was for January 12th, 2018. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.